Hey everyone, so I'm on a walk with my dog because, like, we all know, or we don't know, as a new mom, you don't get a lot of time to yourself. So my name is Anissa Malloy. I am 24 going on 25 in about 2 weeks. I actually hate my birthday, so kind of funny that I'm even saying that, but I guess I'm closer to 25, so, you know, that little SpongeBob meme, that it's like, what's funnier than 24? That's what goes through my brain. But anywho, that's not the point of this. The point of this is the intro to my podcast. This podcast is going to be called Okay Moms. I'm kind of getting a design going. I have one uploaded, but I don't love it. But yeah. Anywho, I have really bad public speaking anxiety, just anxiety in general. I am anxiety herself. I don't know if anyone has seen Inside Out number 2, but that is me. And welcome to my life. I have a 8-month-old daughter. Her name is Ariana, and she is the absolute cutest thing and best thing that's ever come across our lives. I have a wonderful fiance. His name is Mario. He's a little old fart. He's 30. No, okay, he's 29. He's gonna be 30, but he is my best friend, and he is everything I've ever wanted in a friend, a partner, and just someone to be next to me. I also have a very anxious dog that I'm pretty sure I gave anxiety to. His name is Kai, and he came from the trash. My sister actually gave him to me, and he is also the best thing that's ever happened to us, even though sometimes he is the epitome of anxiety as well. So basically, this podcast is kind of just going to be like almost like a life diary, I think. It's going to be speaking to a bunch of different moms or just women in general that are going through the trenches. And basically, I'm hoping that the way we do things can help someone else make it. I struggle with anxiety. I had anxiety before pregnancy. I have general anxiety disorder, and I suffer from panic attacks. Diagnosed with depression, kind of went away. I don't know if that's a thing. Then it came back once my beautiful little human exited my body. So basically, my story is, came from divorced parents, have had issues kind of with mental health my whole life. Unfortunately, things went somber when I was in my preteen years. Did try to commit, you know, not trying to get banned, but you know what I mean. When I was about 13 years old, I was unsuccessful, which is probably good because I'm here now. And I am glad that I was unsuccessful many years ago. I grew up in Mexico. I got raised by two very strong women. My dad was also kind of in my life, not all the time, but my mom did marry a guy that was there a lot growing up. And thankfully, my relationship with my dad has gotten a lot better, and I have two dads. So that's a little bit about me. I am a board certified behavior analyst. It took me a lot of years to get there, but with that being said, nothing that I'll be sharing is mirroring the BACB, anything that the BACB believes in, anything that they stand for, anything that they promote, nothing to do with it. This is all just kind of talking out of my butt, we can say. Just going through my life and hoping that someone else can kind of relate to it, or it can help in some way. I'm also trying to heal my mental health through something called positive psychology. Not an expert on it, but I have been doing some research, and I think that it's my next step of trying to work on my mental health. Tried Western medicine. I've tried a little bit of holistic and herbal medicine, and I don't think it's just enough for me right now. With that being said, I suffer from PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome. I got diagnosed when I was around 14, was on birth control pills until pretty recently, actually. Ended up having an ovarian cyst when I was 18 years old, and I went to Mexico to take care of one of my grandmothers, who actually ended up taking care of me because I had emergency surgery. I got sepsis, I think it's called septicemia, sepsis, and basically my insides were kind of getting poisoned by my own blood, and that was all due to a huge ovarian cyst that kind of erupted when I was running on a treadmill. So yeah, that's a little bit about me. I also had bariatric surgery to kind of fix a little bit of my fertility issues and my hormone disorder when I was 23. and it helped a lot. I didn't lose immense weight the way that most people do, but it has helped my hormones. But like I said, things kind of went a little bit south once I gave birth. Trying to think what else. Oh, yeah. I have an adrenal gland tumor. That is benign. Thankfully, I get an MRI every year. And it hasn't really given me an issue. And it'd be more harm to take it out, as it's kind of an invasive surgery, than leaving it in. So we kind of just let it ride it out. And we're hoping it's okay. But the point of this podcast or this episode isn't to make anybody sad. It's just to share a little bit of my struggles and hoping that somebody can relate to something. Like I said, I have an 8-month-old daughter. She's the best thing that's ever happened to us. She was born on the 16th of October of last year. And it was the most incredible moment, as I've suffered pregnancy loss. And I actually got told I was infertile when I was 18 and they were going to take everything out when I had that surgery, that emergency surgery. Basically, before I went down under on anesthesia, I asked them to please not take it out, that there's nothing I wanted more than to be a mom. And thanks to the universe, God, and everything else, I am a mom. I was a firm mom first, was a angel mom second, and now I'm a real mom. Not that those are not real moms, but I'm an actual human mom now. And she is the best thing that's ever happened. Motherhood is crazy. I'm gonna be rambling a bit, so this is basically how my mind works. It's kind of just like weird files, but motherhood is crazy. Womanhood is crazy. Just living anyhood is crazy, you know? I'm from Miami, Florida, so I grew up with very Hispanic upbringings, kind of like really aggressive upbringing in a good way, but you gotta kind of be from a place like this to understand it. With that being said, I'm a very sensitive person, and that might have not been the best way to upbring me, but it's made me stronger, and I kind of just go with the flow now. Like I said earlier, I'm gonna marry my partner in January, hopefully, if we can pay everything off, you know? And he definitely understands a lot of my mental health issues, and he understands that I kind of understand things a little differently. I also have ADHD. Do not take meds for it. And yeah, that's a little bit about me. Trying to think what else I can say. Kind of new at this, and my dog is pulling me home. So welcome to this podcast of a little bit inside my brain. And hopefully in the next few weeks, I will be able to introduce you guys to one of my best friends in the whole world. Her name is Alicia, and she is of the most incredible human beings and mothers I've ever met. She had a little bit of a traumatic experience with her birth of her beautiful daughter, Valentina, but they're both healthy, they're both here, and they both encourage me to be the woman and mom that I am every day. So stay tuned for that, and thank you for joining me. I'm sorry that I rambled, but welcome.